November. The 28-year-old Nolan is wanted in a shooting last Thursday that wounded a 28-year-old Danville man. The shooting occurred in the 1300 block of South Learman in Urbana. Urbana Police Lieutenant Bryant Serafin says he expects Nolan to be brought back to Champaign County for arraignment at a later time. Meanwhile, last Thursday's shooting remains under investigation. Urbana Police are asking anyone with information about the shooting to call them or call anonymously to Crime Stoppers at 373-TIPS. The manager charged with turning around the struggling Champaign County nursing home says progress is slowly being made. County officials have been putting more pressure on the nursing home to reduce its debt and operate in the black. Earlier this month, a county board committee decided not to forgive $1.3 million in loan. But in his report to an advisory committee set up to oversee the turnaround, outside manager Mike Scavato says there's been a small jump in the number of patients at the nursing home over the past few months, and that's had an effect on both expense and revenue.
There's been some increase in expense because of the increase in census, but overall, you see the net losses without property taxes are going down.
Scavato says not only has the headcount risen by 10 patients to 180, the mix of patients is also gradually changing. He says the nursing home is recovering from the period earlier this year where they were not allowed to admit Medicare or Medicaid patients because of an ongoing investigation. The Illinois Republican Party says elections officials should take extra care, given allegations in other states about voter fraud. Amanda Vinicky reports.
The state GOP says it's troubled by reports of voter fraud that have been making news nationwide, particularly involving a Democratic-leaning group known as ACORN that's held a massive voter registration drive. The GOP's general counsel, Brian Sheehan, says he's concerned that ACORN's under investigation in 14 states, including neighboring Indiana, Missouri, and Wisconsin. He says Republicans are not just wary because ACORN's endorsed Democrat Barack Obama.
Election fraud is really a cancer on democracy. And so partisanship aside, it's really critical that a local election authorities only register people who are entitled to vote.
Several calls to both state and national representatives of ACORN weren't returned, but the website counters allegations it's done anything wrong. Sheehan says in light of the ACORN scandal, the state Republican Party sent a letter asking county clerks in Cook and suburban counties to be extra vigilant. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A state appeals court says Illinois election officials must use a ballot asking voters if they want a constitutional convention, despite language that critics call false and misleading. The three-judge panel of the Illinois Appellate Court handed down its two-sentence order this morning without explaining its decision. The order says an explanation will follow. Critics complain the ballot falsely tells voters that not voting is the same as voting no, and unfairly tells voters that 75% of voters previously turned down a call for a constitutional convention. But attorneys for Cook County Clerk David Orr argued it was too late to create a fresh ballot. Circuit Judge Nathaniel House has ordered election officials to provide voters at the poll with a notice correcting the language. It's 5:33.
WI Law programs are made possible in part by Bevere Cafe 2, offering gourmet sandwiches, salads, and specialty coffees with seating inside or outside in the lower courtyard of the Institute for Genomic Biology next to Morrow Plots on the U of I campus.
Now here's Mike Sola with weather.
Well, thank you, Jim. We've moved into an unseasonably cool weather pattern for the next couple days. It's currently 57 degrees on Friends Plaza. And across portions of west central and northwestern Illinois and even portions of northern Illinois, frost is expected tonight, so a frost advisory has been issued for midnight tonight until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. That does include locations as nearby as Morris, Oswego, Aurora, Ottawa, as well as Rockford, Woodstock, Oregon, Dixon, Illinois, and areas in the Illinois River Valley could see overnight low temperatures between around 33, 34 degrees. And that could result in some frost. It's most likely going to be in outlying areas, in-town locations. We still have the buildings that will put some of the heat back in, and that will help to keep temperatures up in town. But rural areas, tender vegetation may be in peril tonight. For Champaign-Urbana, we don't expect frost tonight, but there is a possibility tomorrow night and Saturday morning for a little bit of scattered frost. Tonight, a clear to partly cloudy sky and a low of around 40 degrees. with a light northerly wind, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine. In the afternoon, we'll have a slight chance of a passing shower and a high up to 58 degrees. And that's about 6 or 7 degrees below the average. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, then clearing with the scattered frost possible towards daybreak. Saturday morning, we'll wake up to a low of around 38 degrees. Saturday afternoon, sunshine and a high of 62. Saturday night, clear with a low again of around 40 degrees. Mostly sunny, breezy, and milder for Sunday. High temperature right back to 72. Currently, it's 57 degrees on Friends Plaza. It was 58 degrees at Willard Airport at the top of the hour. I'm Mike Sola.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We're going to spend some time over the next 2 days looking at Barack Obama's experience in Chicago and how that time helped shape him as a politician. Chicago is known as the City of Big Shoulders, famous for its pugilistic politics. That's a point of tremendous pride, says Delmarie Cobb, a longtime Chicago political operative.
This is Chicago, and we always say there's a little bit of a gangster in everybody who's from